It has been a challenging year, and a lot of times I didn't know where to go with it. I didn't know how to transition, or some of the key words that you hear all the time that you're probably over pivoting and all of these sorts of things to be able to work out where do we go. And it definitely challenged me. I won't even talk about work life and school world and the impact that had. But I found a quote, and this was only just yesterday, one of my favourite pastors around the world, Craig Rochelle, posted a quote just yesterday. And when Chris is organised, it'll come up on the screen, hopefully. Works better than the video did. Talks about, and it says this. I can read it on my little condensed version. There we go. God will often give you more than you can handle. Oh, I can't even read it on me. I need my glasses, Evan. I'll have to borrow yours. God will often give you more than you can handle, so you can learn to depend on Him rather than yourself. Now, that's been a pretty true statement this year. And that's, I put that in there because that's where I got to. And unfortunately, that's one of my tendencies, as I'll talk about later on. So a difficult year, I think, what am I going to do with that? How do we handle that? Where do we go with that? So with my Boys Brigade seniors, we talked when we got back together. I really felt that God wanted us to dig into who He was and what a good relationship with God looks like and what the plans for our life are. So we did a couple of, I'm a big technology user when it comes to my phone, a living pain in my backside, but I use the YouVersion Bible app, and there's a couple of plans from the YouVersion Bible app that I found that we shared with the boys. The first one was who is God, and really digging into who is God and what does that look like, and the answer out of that devotional plan was God is love. And we talked through over, I think, 6 or 7 weeks, what does that actually look like? What are the different aspects of love? Loving others, loving ourselves can be challenging. Loving others and doing life, living from a love basis. The other one was God's plan for our life, because that's important. And for my senior boys that are 12 to, I think my oldest boy is 16 now at the moment, but normally through to 18, it's very important to think about and to get your head around God's plan for your life. And that plan incorporated a few things. What's the next step for me where I'm at? Using what I have, where I am. They were a few of the highlights that we talked about through there. But it's really important trying to get our head around what's God's purpose for our life? What's God's calling on us? What has He called us to do? Who has He called us to be? And understanding that, getting our head around that. And then we think about, well, what if I miss that? What if I'm not in tune with what God is trying to tell me and I miss that? What if I'm so busy doing the doing, as I often do? What if I miss what God has planned for me? Because it's very applicable to all of us, these questions. Because we're all thinking about, and I shared this with our youth group leaders only a couple of months ago, what university should I go to? What job should I be looking out for? Who should I marry? Where should I live? When should I have kids? What does the future look like? All big questions about our purpose and what God's plan for our life is and where we're going. We all want to know the answer to all of those things. Sometimes we can't wait to find out the answer and we start to do things our own. But, excuse me for having to drink, nerves make you thirsty. So what do we do with all of these questions? How do we deal with that? 2020 certainly created a lot of questions and contemplation for each of us. But Paul offers some thoughts and some more challenges to go with that Ephesians 4, verse 1 says, "As a prisoner for the Lord," Paul's in some difficult spots, "I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." Ask the same question. What does a life worthy of the calling you have received look like? What is that calling that we have received? And how do we figure it out? How do we discover what that calling looks like? The only way to work that out, I think, is to go back and see what the Bible says, and take on Paul's challenge to discover what the Bible says. The first place I thought about, and it came up, was Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40, and a verse or verses you're probably very familiar with. When Jesus was challenged by some Pharisees and some teachers of the law, he was asked this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Not a lot of gray space in that. "This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these commandments." Doesn't leave a lot of gray space, as I often talk about. I like black and white. My brain is fairly black and white in its thinking. And I like black and white. I don't like gray spaces and unknowns, which is why 2020 was challenging for me, because I didn't know what one week looked like to the next. And things were changing faster than I could handle. But love God with everything and love your neighbour the same. And when it says neighbour, that means everybody else. Everything hangs on these two things. Another verse. Again, out of Matthew. Matthew 6:33 says, following up, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." It's probably no coincidence that that verse actually comes out of a passage about don't worry. When we're thinking about not worrying, the challenge is, and the inspiration is, to seek God first and step into that. And everything else will look after itself. Everything else will be given to us if we seek God first. His will, his kingdom, his righteousness. So our calling and our purpose isn't actually about what we do. It's actually about who we are. Our calling is about who before the what. All of those verses challenge who we are. To love God, to love ourselves, to love the world around us. And to seek him first. So it's about who we are, not what we do. Although what we do is important as well. Because we're challenged, as Paul says, to live a life worthy of that calling. How do we do that? Now, we're all chosen by God, uniquely gifted, empowered, called by God, love others, and live a holy life, as Paul challenges us to. Love God, love others, and live a holy life. And we've all got, as I said there, our unique gifts and our unique design to fit and match that. But why is that important? Why is it important to understand that? Well, I can look at my own life and I think, well, I'm called to be a husband. I'm called to be a father. I'm called at the moment to be a school chaplain. I'm called to be a boys' brigade leader. If it's about the what, it gets confusing. They're all very different skills to do those things. Some of them are similar. And some of them overlap, but they're different skills. So if it's about what I do, it gets messy and confusing. So it has to be about who I am first, and the rest comes out of that. So my calling's not about the what, it's about who I am. And as the Bible continues to challenge us about, who you are and your faithfulness to God is your real legacy. and your real calling. We've only got to look back into the Bible. You read Hebrews 11, the heroes of faith. Those guys did some pretty awesome and amazing things. Noah, Abraham, all of those guys did some crazy awesome things. Noah probably a little crazy, or certainly the world thought he was. But they're in that chapter and they're in the Bible because of their faithfulness. Because they knew God, they knew who God had created them to be, they knew him intimately, and they lived out a life that matched that. They lived out their calling. And as I've got at the bottom there, the Bible actually says, or God will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. He's not going to say good and important servant, or good and important person, or good and hard working servant. He's going to say good and faithful servant, well done. Now put a little note in there, because this is one of my big weaknesses. And I struggle with and am constantly challenged by, and 2020 has done that again to me, and God has challenged me in that, because I tend to get focused on the what. I tend to do things first to keep things going sometimes and be doing something. Yes, as you can see me walking around up here, I struggle to stand still. I struggle to sit still. If I was at school, I'd definitely have a diagnosis after my name of some description, and I'd probably be in the playground causing trouble, which was pretty accurate of my schooling life anyway. But I struggle with this, the same thing, and this is probably why this really jumped out at me and why it's really taken hold in 2020. Not to say that I didn't have some sort of a handle on it, but God is constantly challenging me, and hopefully you too, about who I am. I very much get focused on the what and not the who. If we focus on the who God wants us to be, then the rest and our calling, the what should I do, will find us. We will be drawn to it. Again, I go back to my story and my experiences, which is all I've got to share from. Getting into the role that I'm currently in, getting into Boys Brigade as a leader is a similar story. But getting into school chaplaincy as a school chaplain, when I was off to the side, 20 years spent pig farming, getting into school chaplaincy is a fair way removed from pig farming. But God took me through a process and challenged me about who I was and what I was focused on. Again, I was focused on the what and not the who. God drew me into him and challenged me. A fairly confrontational challenge when you find yourself in a crying, blubbering mess on the floor in front of 70 or 80 men. That can be confronting. But that was the process God took me through. I often say in my chaplaincy story that God broke me. And that often, for a lot of people, has a negative connotation. But God broke me in the best possible way, because that's what I needed to really realize who I was and who God wanted me to be. God then picked me up, shook me off, and pointed me in the right direction and said, now go. Go and be who I created you to be, and let the what take care of itself. So we're each called, we're set apart, we're chosen. We're uniquely gifted, shaped, and empowered to reflect the love and glory of God, so that we can, as Paul says, live a life worthy of the calling we have received. And that's this year, more than any other year, is what I know I've challenged my senior Boys Brigade boys to think about. To really step into God. Because when everything else is stripped away, you realise that God is all you need. And it's a bit of a catchy catchphrase to say, God is all you need. But the reality is, that's what God wants us to focus on, is him Everything comes from him and revolves around him. And 2020 certainly has taken me to another level in understanding God, understanding myself. It came with some tears and some drama and some challenges, and that was just me. But it was a challenge that I just had to step into and embrace. And the challenge that I'll leave you with, the same as I often leave my boys with challenges, and we end usually our devotions time on a challenge, the challenge is, what's your next step into embracing that, to stepping into your purpose and your calling? I'm used to talking with the boys, and same at school, to get them thinking about, where are they going next, what's next, and what does that look like? And how do we live out that calling that God has put on us? So I'm going to leave it there and say thanks to the church for your support of all of our brigades and everything that's happening in a challenging year. I know I didn't handle doing Zoom very well, and the technology was a big challenge, but it was all part of, again, all of our journey for 2020 and the challenges that come from that. Hopefully we've all grown from and are drawn closer to who God wants us to be, so that we can go and do the what. So thank you.